Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on furniture and bedding, cookware and holiday decor, and tons more. Now's the time to score big on finds to feast, get festive, and get comfortable all season long. Plus, enjoy fast and easy shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Let me read a few more texts that have come in about Christmas. D says, Kieran, I rarely agree with you. Well, thank you, Dee. But on this Christmas issue, I definitely do. Some shops in Henry Street have the Christmas tree up already. Why do so many people wish their lives away? Says Dee. Michael in Galway says the Christmas tree with lights is already up in Air Square in Galway. My God. Mary McCarthy is with me, columnist with the Irish Independent. Mary, who are all these awful people who do wish their Novembers away?
Good evening, Kieran. Listen, I'm presuming now, I didn't hear you earlier, but I'm presuming you're saying that you're not happy with these early decorators either.
The 8th of December, absolutely. And you know what else I'm not happy with? The way we've kind of decided that the toy show needs to be talked about in kind of reverential tones as well, you know? I'm sick, I'm getting quite sick of that as well, and the kind of matching pajamas, everything. Just leave off until the 8th.
Do you know what? I think, George Bernard Shaw, he said that Christmas is an orgy of excess. And I actually think that we're in danger of that. When you have the decorations hanging around too long, it dilutes the magic because, you know, they've been up there for 8 weeks. Like, what's special about them? And I agree with you about the toy show. There is such a hullabaloo. And again, it kind of dilutes. Like, the toy show is special. It's brilliant. But, you know, when you've got, like, the weeks running up where you've got everyone in the pyjamas and talking about the cupcakes, and it's just like, just wait. Can we not just sit with ourselves? That texter there who said, you know, we can't, we're always wishing our lives away. Maybe we are. Maybe we just need to kind of live in the moment. And, okay, so it is now the 1st of November, Christmas. It's actually quite a way off. Like, so can we not just sit with ourselves? I kind of feel, you know what, I think that 8th of December, we actually wait, Kieran, and this is going to make me sound a bit of a Scrooge. We wait the Saturday before the kids get off from school to get the tree and put the decorations up. So that's actually about the 16th.
Oh, you're dead right.
But like to other people now, that's sacrilege. Like literally the lights are up mid-November. But
oh, no, Mary, if Christmas Eve up, down Stephen's Day if I could.
Oh, but actually, do you know what another thing is, Kieran? I think when you have a fake tree, it's easier to roll it out at any date. There's no fixed date.
Yeah.
But when you're buying the new one, you have to kind of wait until wait for a Saturday. You've got time and to decorate it. And there's a bit more kind of thinking about it. Although I'm torn now because we usually get a fresh tree, but apparently they're not as good for the environment. So I am a bit torn about that this year. But I do think that's a factor. I think because there are more people getting fake trees now. So I think...
Well, isn't there a crowd in Cork now? And I'm sure they'll text in if they hear this. But there's a crowd in Cork that'll sell you you're a living Christmas tree and they'll replant it for you after Christmas. And then you can have the same tree for several years. Isn't that a nice idea?
That sounds lovely, as long as it's not going to break the bank. Like, but I mean, yeah, you could also kind of boast about it a bit as well and kind of, you know, a bit of virtue signaling.
You could leave the decorations on it out in the field in County Cork somewhere as well, all summer long, and then just
you could
horse it back up on Christmas Eve. So listen, I think there's kind of consensus. Every sensible person thinks all of these people celebrating Christmas any earlier than the 8th of December are horrible. First against the wall when the revolution comes. So, Jen Hogan is with us. Jen is a columnist with the Irish Times. Jen, defend yourself, please, if you can.
I can absolutely defend myself against this Ebenezerism that's happening on the airwaves.
Defending the indefensible.
You're just
what have you come to?
Guts. Mary and Kieran, what's up with you? You can never, never start Christmas too early. Just call me Jingle Bells and be done with it. Let's get the tree up, the decorations up, the carols on, the movie started.
Oh,
and it's not about not living in the present. It's November the 1st. It is Christmas.
It's Mariah go away it's Christmas. Out of that.
Mariah said it's Christmas. It's Christmas. She dictates when it's Christmas. The video has gone out. It is now acceptable to celebrate Christmas. And I mean, it's not about the commercialism or anything like that, because that sort of thing puts huge pressure on people. And I'm not into that side of things. But it's the whole magic. Life is so hard sometimes. And the world is so grim at the moment. And some twinkling lights and decorations and just even the nostalgia, everything about Christmas is just so lovely and magical, and it's such a short space of time even that you maybe have everybody at
home. Go out of that, it's not a short space of time. You're starting today, you're not going to finish in mid-January probably. It's 2.5 months, it's nearly a quarter of the year.
I actually meant having the kids all caught up in that magic rather than going and replace and doing it themselves in their own place in due course. But suppose the housing crisis is maybe not quite as short a period of time as we might have, as it used to be. But no, I don't think November's too early. And I think the toy show should be absolutely revered. And it is. I'm disgusted that they've moved. Totally inconsiderate. It normally happens the weekend of my birthday. They have messed up my birthday weekend by doing. Horrified now.
Oh, sorry. Why, the toy show is, they've moved the date of it, have they?
They've moved it to December now. It used to, they had it back the last while at the end of November, and that was great. That was, I suppose everybody got into it then, and other people were the same as me. Their trees were going up in November. Like, we already had this discussion now at home today that I think the tree should go up now in about 2 weeks' time.
Oh,
no. The decorations.
No. Jen, I think Patrick Healty would be doing the state a service if he just had a short segment of maybe 15 minutes on a regular late, where he just showed a few toys. Maybe what are the trends this year? Is it Furby? Is it Buzz Lightyear? Whatever. And then back to a kind of a discussion about something else. You know, maybe a country music special.
That's shocking. I mean, the toy show is so special. It's such a... And I know it's caught up in nostalgia and we're all remembering it from our own childhood and the magic of it and the excitement. But it's like,
but see, Jeff, Jen, this is the thing. I don't think there was the same magic or excitement. We're imagining this kind of history, this past that didn't exist. The toy show was a thing, but grown adults did not dress up in matching pyjamas with their children in the 1980s to watch the toy show like they do today. I mean, these people are sick. They should be sectioned.
Look, OK, the matching pyjamas is very cheesy. Yes, I do it. But also, it's a bit cheesy and I do get it. And maybe there's a bit of an Americanism thing here where we're jumping on some of their blow it all up and make it bigger. We didn't do that in the 80s. Definitely, we didn't do that in the 80s. But is that I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing that we didn't do that in the 80s. This is part of the coming together, enjoying it as a family, being together around Christmas. I'd say you're great crack parties at Christmas parties.
I am. Hey, Jen, I'll have you know, I'm great crack in the short window between the beginning of Christmas and the end of Christmas. You know, so for a proper Christmas party,
I lean
into it. But it has to happen in that window. It has to happen in that window. Do you not get sick of it by maybe mid-December? Like if the tree goes up in the next week or two, does it start to wilt and look a bit miserable?
We see, a bit like Mary was saying there, we used to have the real tree. And for the very purpose of putting it up earlier, move towards the fake tree. And I'm not sure which one is the most eco-friendly. I kind of figured the fake one, because it was the same one each year, was more eco-friendly. But I don't actually know. So it is fake. So I suppose that means it can go up early, which is, I mean, we don't have that kind of concern. I would, on the other hand, I'd take it down straight after Christmas. I would happily. No, Delph doesn't want that.
So you haven't entirely lost your senses. I'm glad you hear it.
I would take it down. As in, like, this idea of kind of leaving it up till the 6th or 7th, I wouldn't really be into it. No, I do. I leave it up. I leave it up for the kids' sake, and I leave it up because, you know, there's a bit of a battle of wills goes on at home to get it up into the middle of, already in kind of the middle of November. So if you're taking it down early, you have to compromise. Isn't that the name of the game? But I would happily take it down after Christmas because Christmas is over then. And I know there's New Year's and stuff. The New Year's is different. But only because in my mindset, the excitement is over. Maybe yeah. that's what it is. And so the tree is there as part of the excitement, and the excitement is over. And the rest of Christmas isn't that exciting. And I don't live the wild life that I quite would like to live. I don't live that. So I don't have that over Christmas week. It's just basically sitting in and watching Christmas movies and eating more biscuits and sweets and drinking more wine. And
yeah, well, I like the sound of that now, I have to say. Mary, maybe we're just joyless, are we?
No, do you know what? I think we kind of have arrived, and because I kind of think, like, there's a happy medium there. Jen, I reckon you go too early and then you're wrecked by the time, like, you're sick of looking at the tinsel. So, like, to be honest, 1st of December, Christmas FM starts. You click that on. That's, like, nothing against filling the house with the music. But I think here in maybe mid-December, like, I hate to say I am totally right on this one, but I feel mid-December, because then you're, by the time Christmas is over, you're still happy to have them hanging around. And the thing is, with the decorations, they kind of grant permission. I always think when you've got decorations up, crack out the mince pies to have one after dinner. So you kind of relax. So you don't want to be doing that from 1st of November. Like, you won't fit into any of your party dresses. But I kind of think mid-December, that's when you can start to relax and get into the party kind of vibe, and then you really enjoy it. And the kids, I think the kids, I do see your point, Jen, that you want to maximise the joy for them. But, like, the excitement, they get sick of it as well, I think, you know. So mm-hmm. yeah. I think they're looking forward to it. Although, when their friends go up earlier, it is a bit, you know, that is like, oh, look, Mark has his tree up for, like, you know, 8 weeks. Where's our tree? But I think when it goes up then, it is such a big thing.
Yeah, so you know what, Mary, you're right. We're right. You and me are right. Jen, I don't know what's wrong with
I
all
think
these
we're
people.
Right, Kieran.
And
if
Patrick Hilty is listening, Patrick, the Late Late Show toy segment, 15 minutes in the middle of the country music
no,
special.
Kieran,
do the state some service. Do the state some
no,
service.
You're a Scrooge on that one. I'm with Jen on that one.
Pat in Cork says, Kieran, my Christmas tree is up. It's up in the attic where it's feckin' staying until the 20th of December. Pat, I'm glad to hear it.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.